his point in half. 12 was when Alabama lost to Johnny Football. And actually, we were in Miami, and Johnny Football came to the set and spent time with us down there. I did not party with Johnny Football, even though I would have. If there would have been an invite, I would have done this. Just for the radio stories. Blake Ruffino joins us each and every Wednesday. Hey, Blake, if I would have gone out with Johnny Football down in Miami, you think some fireball would have come out?
Oh, absolutely. By the way, Bill, I don't know if you heard, they're now mass producing the full pint fireball, and it's sold in every convenience store in the state of Louisiana. So if you want some, come get some.
We're too much in the Bible Belt here. That ain't happening up here now.
Not only, Bill, is it sold in every convenience store, in the local Baton Rouge area, you can't go and get gas or go into the convenience store and there not be a small fireball freezer to where you can get fireball.
Wow.
You can't get away from it. You literally can't get away from it. That's how much they're pushing it right now.
Just what that state needed, right?
Right, just what we needed.
Blake Ruffino joins us. I was just talking. I don't know what to say. I was watching the LSU-New Orleans game. LSU jerking around early. It's third inning, no score. New Orleans is getting a couple of hits. Next thing I know, it's 16-0.
Yeah, I mean, thank God for the transfer portal, Bill. I mean, Tommy Tanks hitting the three-run bomb, and then Gavin Dugas coming up right behind him. And hitting a massive moonshot. And then, I mean, Bill, I think we knew that this team was going to hit, right? I don't think that we had really a whole bunch of worries about them being able to hit a baseball. Bill, really, it's just come down to what they've done in the pitching. Paul Skeens leads the nation in strikeouts, and then you got guys like Thatcher Hurd and Ty Floyd who look really good, who I think you're going to see Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then, I'm not trying to push this guy up, but, I mean, Bill, at what point are we going to start talking about Christian Little? So, he's been highly impressive. And then Nate Ackenhausen, the lefty. So, they're not stopping, Bill. I mean, anybody that follows college baseball, go look up Connor Griffin. Bill, he's a kid from Jackson, Mississippi that may go 1-1 next year, okay? Well, with NIL the way that it is and the way that how people are crazy here about baseball, now, can they match what an MLB team will give this kid at 1-1? No. But they'll try to come really close. So, I mean, Jay has done a really good job here with what they're doing. And, Bill, I think just because you're the most talented doesn't mean you win it all. I mean, Tennessee – We've seen LSU in the past do that and have that kind of team where they're the most talented and not win at all. But, Bill, this team's just different. It's just different. So, we get into big boy play this weekend. They go to A&M. Let's see what they do moving forward. But, Bill, I got to be real with you. I just think that this team is something different. Bill, I mean, they're capacitated out or at least at minimum three-fourths of the stadium full, Bill, on a Tuesday versus UNO. By the way, we're in March, so that's not heard of here. And even here, it's not heard of. So now you're in a situation where things are starting to pick up around LSU baseball and the vibe. So as an example, Bill, last night we go live after the show. We talk nothing but baseball. And it's not as if people are tuning out of that. So, it's a lot of buzz around here right now for baseball.
Texas A&M's going to be a good test. They're pretty good, right?
Yeah, they're going to be a good test. In my opinion, they're going to be easily the best test that LSU's seen, especially in a three-game series. But, Bill, they've had some really bad losses. Their bats go colder than Jack Frost on a Sunday morning at Christmas. So, we'll have to wait and see. Now, Schlossnagel, who is their head coach, is nothing but a conventional guy, and when it starts heating up outside, their bats usually start heating up, regardless if he's at A&M or TCU. So we'll see. But they've had really tough losses. You know, Lamar's a team with my buddy Will Davis, who was at LSU. who Bill, they took it to him. And not only did they take it to him in the regular season, they took it to him in the fall. Okay, back-to-back games, and they played 18 innings, and Bill, A&M lost twice. So I don't know what to make of them yet. So, but it will by far be LSU's biggest test, no question.
All right.
Will Wade got hired there at where did he get hired? ULL? Who hired him?
Magnese State.
ULL wouldn't do it. That's right.
Yeah,
Magnese. And had they set it up in advance to where they would hire him and then suspend him for five games? Was that pre-planned, preordained?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, Bill, that's in his contract. And not only is that in his contract, what's also in his contract is that he can't recruit. He can't do anything. Him himself cannot do anything in recruiting until July the 31st. And, Bill, let me just be frank here. There's number one, I am tired of talking about Will Wade. If the punishment ultimately is going to be, if it's ultimately going to be where he only serves a five-game suspension and a level one recruiting violation, then what are we doing? I mean, what are we doing here? So you're going to put LSU under investigation for lack of institutional control because some lady wanted to sue LSU for $100 million. By the way, Bill, that RICO Title IX lawsuit, thrown out. But it's not getting national headlines on USA Today. It's not getting any of that. The case that she had on Will Wade, thrown out because she said he was doing recruiting violations. Well, Bill, he couldn't have been doing recruiting violations at the time and place that she said he was doing it because they were in the SEC tournament. She completely has mismanaged everything that she's doing. And so now, Bill, we're in a situation where so is he going to get a game suspended for every level one violation he received? And I don't want to hear about Bill Self anymore. LSU does not need to worry about what happens to everybody else. They need to worry about what's happening to them, okay? It's football out of the woods here. So let me just tell you something about Magnet State. Bill, I've spent a third of my life in the Southland Conference, either coaching or playing, okay? And when it comes down to it and the book's written, the Southland Conference will be one of the worst mismanaged conferences in all of college athletics. If Magnus State didn't call the NCAA and do their due diligence, and he's going to get more than a five-game suspension, then shame on them. But I don't know. Bill, what is LSU supposed to do here? What is Scott Woodward supposed to do when, Bill, this happened in 2018, 5 years. You've gone through two head coaches in football. You've gone through two head coaches in men's basketball, ladies basketball, and baseball. You have a complete regime change up top. You have a new governor. And how our state works, he promotes and appoints the board of supervisors who literally hires and fires whoever you're trying to get. So what do you want him to do? So now you're going to suspend him? Suspend him for what?
Yeah, he was, just for everybody, Will Wade's from here. Went to Franklin Road Academy and was at VCU, Chattanooga, various places, LSU, and now McNeese State. And I haven't been keeping up with it, but because he's local, I've noted. And when VCU was so good under Shaka Smart, when Shaka couldn't do the show, Will Wade would do it. So he'd be on our show. I had no idea where his career was going, obviously, back then at the time, but very, very interesting. And, of course, Shaka is now at Marquette, and they're a high seed in the NCAA tournament. Anything going on with football? Any new news? And start with Brandon Hillman, who is a fantastic athlete out of Virginia and in typical Notre Dame lore, signed him, recruited him, courted him. He's all over Twitter with Notre Dame stuff on, and it comes out about a week ago they can't get him in. Typical Notre Dame story.
Well, I will just be candid. If you talk to anybody on that LSU staff, Bill, they want him, and they want him bad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, they're going to – from what I understand, they're going to try to get him in here within the next 5 to 10 days. LSU's on spring break, so they're still trying to get him in here. I don't mean this as a shot because when it comes to LSU and Notre Dame right now, if you say something, anything negative about Notre Dame, it comes to the point where people think you're taking a shot. Bill, he's admitted to LSU. They can get him in. Okay, now, I don't know. From what I've been told from LSU now, Bill, not only would he get in, he could miss the study hall, okay, the way that they do their study hall programs. So I know that Notre Dame is a highly academic institution, but he can go anywhere in the SEC from an academic standpoint and play. That's the way that – that's what I've been told now. So they are on him. Football-wise, though, Bill, we went out to practice. We were there. I got to admit, I think I told you this. The kid Omar Spates, the linebacker from Oregon State's a dude. He's a dude. And so now that you have Harold Perkins, it looks like he's gained some significant weight. And then you got Jane Daniels, Bill. He looks sharp. He looks like he came in around 185. If he's not 205, 210 now with the speed that he has, I'd be shocked. I'd be absolutely shocked. They look good. Last year at this time, they weren't this sharp. Now, obviously, you had a new coaching change, and I get that. But, Bill, they look really sharp. Now, what do I know with them being in shirts and pants? But at the same token, they practiced better even what they were doing last season. It just looked crisper. So I think the biggest takeaway for me is the new transfer linebacker, Omar Spates, and the way that he looks.
He made a million tackles out there in Corvallis. That's all I know.
Bill, he was the number one. He was the number one linebacker in the country in solo tackles in the running game in the last 2 years. Now, how does that equate to the SEC? We're about to find out. We're literally about to find out. But at the same time, when you're – I mean, Bill, it's not as if LSU – I think defensively, athletically, they're light years ahead of where they were. Bill, last year – I'm just going to call it what it is. Last year at corner, they were really putrid. They were really bad, okay? So with them being really bad, they don't look bad now. Denver Harris is a dude.
There's the music. Quick question. Is Mason Smith back yet? D-line, D.
No contact jersey. He's out there, but he's not participating.
Tell everybody how they can get your info.
AYS Sports across the board. Like, subscribe, notification, all that good stuff.
All right, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Good night.
Blake Ruffino with us every Wednesday. He is really